This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I mean, it's RPO. You know, at the end of the day, he can give it, he can pass it. All of us was in the right positions. When it come down to that play, we just trust Deshaun to make the best play, to have the best outcome of that play. You know, like I say, that defense stunts so much, you know, and it can be confusing. You just can't put it all on Deshaun. We definitely wish we could have that play back, but at the end of the day, it is an RPO. So we can either run it or he can throw it, and next time we'll execute it.
Jordan Akins on Monday after the Browns loss against the Giants. This all gets rehashed because yesterday, Deshaun Watson spoke yesterday. He responded to the criticism of, quote-unquote, not seeing the field and said that Jordan Akins was a decoy on that fourth down. I want to play this before I play another snippet of why I'm just not getting a good feeling overall. Go ahead.
Because other people are not in the film room, so that not everyone know exactly what the read was. That was a decoy, so that's the difference. Everyone can pause the tape and say, hey, you know, he should have thrown it here, should have thrown it here. You know, every quarterback deal with that. So if you choose one play and that's the play out of the whole game that everyone is calling, then so be it. It is what it is, you know. No one's in those film rooms. No one is making those decisions. So I go based off of what is Ken Dorsey and Kevin Stefanski are saying. And, you know, on that decision, they made a good play. They got jammed up on the slant. That's what we did it. The previous time when we scored a touchdown, I did the same as that read, and I hit Jerry. So, I mean, did I see it wrong then? You know, so for me, it's just, you know, like I said before, it's just I go based off what Kevin and Ken is making those decisions and how they're grading me on that.
I've often made a lot of comparisons between him and the former quarterback, the name we do not mention so we do not flood our phone lines. There's another comparison that I have to make here because he was asked a little bit later on about fan comments. He says he was not frustrated by the fan comments.
No, because I know reality. You know, I see the game differently than the fans see it. So I don't get frustrated because someone else's opinion from seeing it from the stands or pausing it on tape think that this is the right decision. If you're not, you know, a coach or playing the quarterback position, I might hear it depending on who you are, but at the end of the day, you know, no one's in the meeting rooms but me, Ken, Kevin, DTR, and Jameis. So we know the reads, we know exactly where the ball should go, and like I said before, we just, whatever grade that we get graded on each and every Monday after the game, that's what we go with.
It's what I'm most worried about. Like, the offense is the offense. I don't know if the offense is ever going to be great. I can't tell you that. I think it could be more streamlined than what it is right now. I think the offensive line having all the injuries really hurts that. I don't take his word about the fan stuff. I think he's hearing the boos. I think he sees what people put about him on social media. I think that, you know, you take a look at the replies to the official team site, and it's all negative about him. A lot of people go out of their way to find a lot of bad film, and it's not that hard to go find it right now. There's a lot of other guys that, you know, there's people who have made a cottage industry out of breaking down film and putting it on social media. I'm not even going after them, but there's guys like Dan Orlovsky, who I can't sit there and deny what that guy sees. I can't sit there and deny what Greg Cosell sees. I can't do that. And I think a lot of this is bothering him. And that's what's making me very concerned. That's what's making me very, very, very concerned.
Well, not only that.
It's not the fans' fault. They can do exactly as they please. It's professional football. But I feel that he's I feel that he's becoming a little bit concerned or preoccupied with the opinions of us sitting in the stands, and it worries me. Because if you're starting to do it in spite of them, you're not going to be able to do it.
I would agree. Not only that, you know, they kind of want to see... I think it'd be easy to commiserate or to be able to understand what someone's going through if that messenger did a better job of just being human. And you just don't get a lot of that from Deshaun. He's just never been good at that since he's been in Cleveland. I could show you things in Houston that would be different, but things aren't the same. He's not the same. He's had a very, very traumatic way of life over the last however many years because of everything he's been through and everything he's put himself through. So we don't get the guy that, like, well, I've seen Josh Allen come to the podium and go, I was terrible. I've seen Patrick Mahomes come to the podium and go, yeah, I missed that read. I missed that read. Coach is mad at me. I got to get better at that. You just don't see that from Deshaun. He never admits.
Yeah, but they don't tell those guys that they don't know football. I mean, there are people now saying he doesn't know what he's doing as a quarterback.
Yeah, well, I mean,
that's concerning.
Well, I would say Patrick Mahomes kind of famously said after his rookie year or after the first year that he played, he's like, I can't read linebackers. I can't identify him. You never hear Deshaun Watson admit to anything, but any shortcomings.
It's easy to say that when things are going good.
Yeah.
You can admit these things when things are going well. When things are going bad and you have to batten down the hatches as it feels and you're getting booed every single time you go out there in front of your own home fans, that's a totally different standpoint.
And
Patrick Mahomes has all the room in the world to admit, hey, I don't know this, and people joke about it. He admits something that he doesn't know. If he were to dare do it, it's curtains for the rest of the week.
But that's what's funny is the whole point, what was supposed to be different about him signing the guaranteed deal is that he was supposed to be secure. He was supposed to be the one that was untouchable and that, well, it doesn't matter what happens, he's not getting replaced. And yet it doesn't feel that way, right? It doesn't feel that way. Like, it feels that if this keeps going down this way, like, he could lose his job by week six or week seven. That security seems gone right now, just in the way that people talk about it. I don't know how it truly is in that building. I have no idea.
Oh, I but think in that building...
Does that guy seem like he's walking around secure? Doesn't seem like it to me.
I think in that building, he's fine. I think that's the only place he's fine.
What do you mean he's fine?
On these airwaves, we get people calling us every day. They are done. I'm getting yelled.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Well, then on social media, why can't you see it? I go, guys, I'm not saying he's going to be a franchise quarterback. He's their franchise quarterback. All I've tried to do is tell it the truth. And everywhere else outside of that building, he is a guy that a lot of fans, the vast majority of fans now, have either given up on or have terrible feelings about that this thing's not going to work out. And I think so many people have called us up, and I've tried to either... It's the same refrain every time, so I don't just want to take a bunch of calls of the same message. But every time things don't go well, Tone, you know it as well as I do. They're sitting, I mean, you can't act silly about this. You see the same boards I do. It's the same thing. They don't want him around. They don't want him to play quarterback. They want to put in Jameis Winston. And I'm going, guys, it's week four.
Right.
It's week four.
It's so early.
But I say it's week four.
There's so many 1-2 and 0-3 teams.
But if I say it's week four, which it's true, and in that building that's how they feel, it's week four, let's relax for a second. Well, you're making excuses for him. I'm not making excuses for him. The play has not been good. You've had one bad performance, one okay performance, passable, and you've had one not so great performance. Wasn't as bad as what it was against Dallas, but it wasn't very good. And you know, there is the reasoning of the offensive line that you could throw out there as well. And hell, if I dare bring up Joe Burrow that he's 0-3 about the elevation, I mean, my God, they're going to let the air out of my tires. So there are people that are out for it. They don't want him here, and they yell at us for it. And the only place that he's quote-unquote safe from any of that criticism is in that building. That's the only place, because I'm telling you right now, you can say, well, I don't think it's going to go well, so we need to get rid of him. No, 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 no. If you truly believe he's not playing at any level right now, then I'll have the argument. But if you think this thing is going to go to nosedive, they're going to run it right into the mountain before they do any of this other. So you're going to get the same offense, you're going to get the same reads, you're going to get the same work, and it's either going to sink or swim. And if it swims, fine. I don't know how great it can be if it swims, because we have so many injuries and other things going on, and I don't know how great of a quarterback he is to begin with right now. But if it sinks, well, then eventually you're going to put in Jameis Winston, but they are going to exhaust every option possible before they do that, because I cannot stress it enough. Once you open that door, you're never going back, and things will change for this franchise for the next 3-4 years. This is major stuff we're talking about. So either A, they reach that level, or God forbid B, he gets hurt again. That's where we're at. I can't make that decision 4 weeks into the season. Hell, I was just having an argument earlier this week that it's still the preseason. 216-474-0092. Josh and Berea. Josh, good morning.
Good morning, fellas. Before I get on my Deshaun Watson topic, I just want to applaud Lima yesterday for owning that guy with the mic levels and all that stuff.
Strong.
And little bit, you know, hey, I took a little, you know, slice of that as well, because I tend to talk over you guys, but it's not because I want to talk over you guys. I just kind of have that energy where I'm making them at night, if you know what I'm saying.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about, but Josh, go ahead. What were you wanting to say about Deshaun Watson?
So, not to get nitty-gritty here, but with that whole decoy comment, to me, exposed Deshaun Watson that he doesn't understand man coverage and zone. Because he brings up the Judy completion. When he completed that pass, they were in cover three. That's why it worked. When he missed Akins, they were in man. And Judy jammed up two guys, so in theory, the play worked and it freed up Akins. I don't think a coach is going to be like, hey, oh, well, you made the right read, Deshaun. That's why you didn't get the first down. If he would have hit Akins, the coach would have been like, that's great instinctual football. You understood the situation there. So it's just like, stop being defensive, dude. Just take accountability to it. It's not, and that's not the only play you missed, man. We can name about 4 or 5 passes that you missed in that game, too. That's not the only one that
well, Josh,
playing
Josh.
Armchair quarterback.
See, I don't disagree with you. Let me tell you that, right? Okay? My whole theory of this is that, you know, I said, you know, in a Kevin Stefanski offense, are there decoys? Probably there are a few. I don't know if it's all together there, because you want to simplify it down as best you can. I think it's this. Was he or was he not getting hammered every single play last game? He was, right? He was. So now he's in a position where he doesn't trust anybody in front of him. He only trusts himself. And that means he's going to, if you only trust yourself and you are in a panicked situation, which he was in, trying to bring this team back, he is only going to trust himself and the first thing he sees. If the first thing he sees isn't there, well, then you're going to have what you ended up having. Because he's not going to be able to look, he's not going to be able to look it off and go find Jordan Akins.
Well, then that just shows me that he is playing Madden and he's just going off of what the play is telling him what the first read is. Where in actual football, the first read is dictated based off the defensive coverage you're seeing pre-snap.
Mm-hmm. But I don't think that he goes into the game thinking that. I think with 14 minutes left in the first quarter and they're just taking over on their first drive, everything's in sync, everything's ready, he knows what he's going to see. But after you've been spending the next 3 quarters with your ass in the ground and you're looking up at the sky because you can't get a pass off because you are getting hammered because your offensive line is in tatters, it does tend to take an effect on you. And people are booing you, and you can definitely hear the boos going on, and they're chanting for your backup, and they're chanting for a guy. I mean, let's be honest. They were chanting for a guy who plays on a different team right now. He hears all that.
Yep.
That is not a great situation.
Hey, and that same guy had offensive line issues, and he said, those were on me, and I had a bad game. I don't know why he can't say the same thing.
I understand, but I don't think he can't. Josh, thank you very much for the call. I don't think he can just sit there and say, hey, I'm getting hammered. My offensive line was bad. I got to say it. I'm not trying to make it personal. There's so many people out there. They're so mad they want to make it personal. I'm not making it personal. I'm just seeing for what it is. It was a bad answer. I didn't like the answer. The decoy stuff, that's a bad answer. But it's a worse answer if he says, yeah, man, I was getting hammered the whole game. And I saw the first read, and that's what it was. And I decided to do something different, and it didn't work out. 216-474-0092.